It's wonderful put together a group of master musicians and they produce wonderful music like that. That's the Jack Wilson Quartet featuring Roy Ayers. You might know him because he's the vibes man. Jack Wilson is on piano and Monk Montgomery's on bass, Varner Balo on drums. And this little nifty number is called Ramblin'. It's a title track of Wilson's 1966 album, the title of the album itself and the title of the tune. So all-purpose title, Ramblin'. This is Lead Stories. I'm Eutrice Lead, and things look like they're going downhill pretty fast in the world of Trump. We have news today that Trump's mouthpiece, who was very, very happy to be Trump's mouthpiece and the guy behind the scenes doing all kinds of things, Rudy Giuliani, today has been suspended from the practice of law in New York State. Of course, this is going to be a development. Many, many things will still have to flesh themselves out before we get the total picture. But it's not surprising. First of all, Giuliani never was a good lawyer. I mean, he was a standard issue lawyer. But as a seamless, meticulous lawyer. Nah, he wasn't that. And it seemed that in his later years, he began associating with people who nobody would have expected him to be associated with, including members of organized crime who were his friends, and he was living a strange life. And still trying to hold himself up as an exemplar of the good lawyer. Not really. But he has been suspended from the practice of law in New York State. Now, what is that going to do with any kind of legal matter that he has begun to represent Donald Trump on? We don't know. And frankly, we just wait and see, dispassionately wait and see. Don't get all excited about it. Don't get yourself in a knot about it. Everybody could see the dramatic deterioration of Rudy Giuliani from, you know, Mr. Clean, when he was the attorney in the Eastern District in New York, you know, operating under the guise that he was without blame and fault and interested in justice all the way, a lawyer's lawyer and all that stuff. But look, when you are involved with the likes of Donald Trump, it's only one way it goes. You get down in the mud and the muck and the mire where he is and where he's most comfortable and where he has spent most of his life. That's where you pick up residency. And very often, it's just a hop, skip, and jump away from jail or some major investigation which would lead to jail. So Giuliani bit the dust, and we'll see where that goes. And I am sure, whatever it is that they have on him, he will embellish it by offering to tell some inside stories about the great Donald Trump. You know, it's sad, but it's so predictable. Very predictable. He could as I say, he could have been a contender, but he doesn't have that in him at all. A lot of these people get to high places, very strategic offices, and they get to be entrusted with a lot of confidence in the people, by the people, I should say, but they don't deserve it because at heart, they're rotten. They're rotten people, plain and simple. And they prefer to be that way. They could make different choices, but they prefer to be that way. And I suspect that when a book is written about Giuliani, you'll see the typical signs of his deterioration, moral deterioration. And Trump would have been or would emerge in that scenario as a major, major influence. So, speaking of Donald Trump, is he finished? I mean, is he done with, should he be written off at this point? Or does he have one last trick up his sleeve? We see in yesterday's news, and it was emphatic, it was very, very deliberately done to let the public know that there is a major break within Trump's sphere of influence. Daughter Ivanka Trump and her husband seem to be going their own way. Seem to be moving away from Trump, seem to be trying to find their own sphere of influence and staying there. And they don't seem to be wanting to be too close to Donald Trump. He's very toxic. So that is happening. So it gives them the impression that at this time, a lot of people are moving away. They can't believe that they still, you know, they still have something to do with him. These are people who used to pride themselves on their acumen, their professional acumen, their record, their, you know, the good schools they went to and the people they knew and the circles that they used to operate in. And then they get to Trump when Trump gets to them and drags them down into the abyss where he is most comfortable. And he doesn't mind using them up and leaving them there. But this one is going to be hard to accomplish. But you get the feeling that Trump has a trick up his sleeve. He has talked about, you know, he has one more term as president in him, and he may very well want to pursue that in 2024, even though things don't look good. And even though logic tells you, look, what you need is to find a nice quiet place, probably on some little island off the coast of Italy, and just go there and live until you die. And you may enjoy a little bit of happiness, you know, before you do go. But there's no question he's on the downward slide. He's going down fast. And from the news yesterday, apart from this picture, they were very clear to show this photograph of Ivanka and her husband completely severed, completely outside of Trump's reach, doing their own thing. to send a signal that there's a break there. They don't want to be too closely associated with him anymore. And there's a lot at stake, a lot of money at stake. And I think they have finally come to terms with the idea that there's nothing much to be gained by being close to Trump and being in his inner circle. For one thing, the circle is very severely damaged at the moment. And number two is Trump has no, hesitancy. He just uses you up and throw you out, throw you away when he's done. And it's the same for his wives. It's the same for his children. Save for his friends. He's that kind of guy. I remember, if you remember, that I pretty much said this when we that, you know, this is really not a good president. He's not good presidential material. And so we have to expect the worst, because you could tell. You don't have to have years and years and years of psychoanalysis training. He is a damaged person. He's a damaged man. And he has managed to make damage look pretty good and logical. And nobody would be inclined to think that that's the first thing that's wrong with this president, is that he's damaged. And he knows how to pull off these tricks. He knows how to distract people. And he knows how to persuade people to think what he wants them to think. And it has worked like a charm so far. But there's growing evidence that those days are coming to an end. And two signals yesterday, Rudy Giuliani being suspended from the practice of law. We'll learn more about that. And I suspect strongly it has to do with major questions of ethical lapses in his service to clients. And much of it also connected to Donald Trump. And we also see the daughter and son-in-law pretty much saying, we're on our own now. We're doing our own thing. So what do you think? Does Donald Trump still have one last trick up his sleeve? What do you think? I'll take this call at 888-874-4888. Let's hear what you think. Why don't I take a little break and give you some time to ruminate. It's a short break, and we will come back and hear what you say right after this. You're listening to Lead Stories on PRN.FM. We're talking about some signs of the times that we have received as of yesterday and today. about Donald Trump and what's going on, not only in his life, but in the lives of people who were very close to him, specifically Rudolph Giuliani, the former prosecutor, federal prosecutor in the Eastern District of New York, and his own progeny. His daughter and son-in-law have indicated, there's no mistake about it, that they have put some distance between themselves and Donald Trump. Is that an indication that Trump is going downhill much faster than anybody had surmised? Or is it just, you know, natural developments, and we're reading it wrong? But Trump has sworn that he's not done. He's got at least one more term to go, and he's looking at 2024. So is that going to actually happen? And if so, what are your thoughts about it? At 888-874-4888. You know, the mighty do fall. And today it was Rudy Giuliani's turn, to experience a little bit of what he used to dole out as a prosecutor. And we'll see how it goes with him. But frankly, something happened to him too once he got into the orbit of Donald Trump. Giuliani's reputation as a guy with some, not a lot, but some kind of, some sense of dignity and honesty and old-fashioned ideas about, you know, what how you behave when you're a prosecutor, what you do, what you absolutely do not do. But when you are aligned closely with Trump, and he was Trump's personal lawyer, you get smudged, you get affected, you get contaminated. And not to say that Trump would have been responsible for 100% of that, if in fact that happened, because they all kind of, you know, they skirt the edges of these ways of operating until they get fully caught. And usually it's money that draws them further and further down that rabbit hole. Ephraim Edgewater, you're on the air and start us off today.
Good afternoon, Yatrice.
Hello, E. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
I'm hanging in.
Okay. Well, at least we don't have Donald Trump as president to worry about. You know, we had an insane guy for 4 years, and now he's gone. And we should just forget about him. Because in the whole, as a whole thing, he was just like an apparition created by the system. So we would enjoy having a guy like Joe Biden helping us out now. They had to put somebody in there so bad to scare everybody, and he's done a good job of it. Because you felt that he was insane, and you're still worried about him coming back again. And I know it's 100% correct the way you feel about it. But the only thing is, it was a made-up story. And you're believing in a made-up story called Donald Trump. And it's just something we should just, like, forget about. Twitter, you know, why do you think Twitter banned him and all these Facebook banned him? Because now he's not the president anymore, so there's no reason for him to be on that anymore. While he was the president, that's what you want to call him, he needed that forum because he had things to say to keep people nervous and to keep people wondering what he was going to do next, what awful thing, what Nazi camp was he going to create, what bomb was, what war was he going to start. But now he's gone, and he did a wonderful, perfect job for the system. And now we got Joe Biden, and everything's great, I guess.
You guess. You know, in politics, you learn soon enough. You just take things as they come. Don't go too far in the future to project anything, because it may not happen the way you think.
Yeah. Well, as you, I the last time I predicted something, it was Andrew Cuomo will be the next president in 2024. You said that that couldn't happen because he's tarnished himself too much. But as you can see, everybody's forgotten about what he did to the old people in the nursing homes. And those women that came forward to say he did his improper things and said improper things, they were probably his good friends in life. And they just came forward to get people off the nursing home thing and get them on the sex thing, because people are more titillated by sex stuff. And they don't really care about the old people in the nursing home because they were going to die anyway. But to me, that's the most insane thing I've ever heard of since Adolf Hitler, what Andrew Cuomo's idea of putting sick people into a hospital. But we're not on that topic. I just had to bring it up because it seems to be forgotten. And don't be surprised if he's the next president, Idris.
Oh, no, he won't. He won't be president.
Well, if you're worried about Donald Trump, you should worry about more about him. I mean, there's a reason why he's been the governor for New York for so long. And, you know, his father was a big wheel. And there's more to it than we see. It's like an iceberg.
I don't think he's going
to. It's all under the surface.
I don't think he's going to do any better than his father did, that's for sure. So, and he's racked up enough resentment on the part of people who know his record. So we'll see.
Yeah,
thanks
well,
for getting us started
people,
today.
Can I just say one more thing, Yatrice? Can I say one more
sure.
thing?
Sure.
People are suckers for good talkers, and he happens to be a good orator like his father was. So that's all the criteria you need. Just like the only criteria you need to put rockets up into space is if you have billions of dollars. So we know what kind
of
a world
we're living in. The difference between him and his father was, and I'll give Mario some credit here. Mario was old school, an old school orator. He studied. He was studious, and he studied the art of communication and was very good at it. He was an intellectual. At least he envisioned himself as that. And he envisioned himself as a statesman. This new generation, they're not into that. Not at all.
I have to agree. Mario was a better trickster than his son is, because his son was so stupid he got caught with the cocaine. And Mario never did. So I'd have to agree with you on that one.
Okay. Thanks for calling in. 888-874-4888. The question I'm asking you is, does Donald Trump still have one trick left up his sleeve? And what do you think it is? We noticed certain developments. They were quite dramatic from just yesterday. We have a close associate of Trump, Rudy Giuliani, being barred from practicing law in the state of New York, where he was the federal prosecutor in the Eastern District. He no longer can practice law, not until further legal issues are resolved. And we have a big photograph and a big spread of Ivanka Trump and her husband making it clear that they are not part of the Trump team anymore. They are doing their own thing. Well, of course, they made millions of dollars together during their short sojourn in the Trump administration, so they could do whatever they want to do. But there is something happening. Do you sense it too? Does Trump really have a trick up his sleeve? And could he play that card one more time? 888-874-4888, or is he finished? You know, a lot of people have predicted that, Trump is finished. He's done. He's toast. And then next thing you know, he's elected. So we have to be careful with our predictions when it comes to Donald Trump. But I see that there's big trouble brewing, not to mention the fact that the new president, Joe Biden, seems to be weathering the storm, okay. He's not getting beaten up, and he is holding his own, and he seems to be inspiring more and more confidence in his leadership on the part of the people. And if only he could get the same reaction in Congress, it will be a cinch. But there's quite a way to go before that happens. 888-874-4888. Tell me what you think. Does Donald Trump have one more trick up his sleeve? If so, what do you think it is? And would he be able to play that card successfully, in your view? I want to hear what you're thinking. 888-874-4888. You know, it is amazing. Sometimes you look at things and it's as if they're happening in slow motion. I continue to be amazed at how slowly the wheels have turned for Donald Trump. Slowly, when you expected a lot more speed because he was so controversial and there were so many things he was doing wrong and his administration was doing wrong that you couldn't imagine. Why would it take so long for people to catch on? And why is it that he survived that long? What did he know about the politics of New York State and even nationally? What did he know that allowed him to hang in for so long, despite the fact that he was perhaps our most uncredentialed president ever? And depending on who you talk to, undesirable president ever. But still, he managed to stick in there, hang in there. I don't get it, but you never know. So you just have to go with it as it unfolds, and you try to get a sense of what is it that we are witnessing, and what is the reason that people are not acting or reacting the way they should. Lincoln from New York, you're on the air.
Hi, Eutrice.
Hello. Yes. Hi, Lincoln.
How are you?
I'm hanging in. How about you?
It's best to say I am persevering.
Very good. That's a positive.
Yeah. So next time, don't say you're hanging. Say you're persevering.
I'm hanging in.
Yeah.
Not hanging up.
First of all, Trump is no more corrupt than Biden. And Trump has not committed any worse crime than Biden. And Trump is being...
Wait a minute. How do you know? How do you know?
You just have to look into Biden's involvement with Ukraine and his son's payoff in China, the $1.5 billion that his son got. We're all ignoring this because... We like to be selective about things. I do believe that people still haven't recovered from the shock of Trump becoming president. Biden is no more worthy than Trump to be president. None of them is any more worthy than Trump to be president because they're all murderers.
Biden participated in the murder of...
You can't say they're all murderers. Now you just crossed a line.
No,
you don't have evidence that they're all murderers.
Meaning that, they've all participated... One second. Hello?
A little bit more precise in your language so that you don't get into
Let
trouble.
Me be more precise. In terms of... like, for example, you hear them praise somebody like Eisenhower. Yet he was the one who actually gave the green light for the murder of Patrice Lumumba. You know, but we take one thing when he speaks about the industrial, you know, the military-industrial complex, and then we use that to forget that wickedness he did to the people of the Congo and Patrice Lumumba. We do the same thing to Obama and Hillary. They destroyed the most successful African state, the one which was referred to as the Paris of Africa, and we let them slide. They should be in jail for this. Trump has not done anything as wicked as what Obama and Hillary participated in, the destruction of an African nation. Think of that. The reason why they're attacking Giuliani, it's not because he was corrupt. This is because they want to take Trump down. And I still say people haven't gotten over the shock of Trump winning the election. And I think people are in denial about this. And this is not a defense for Trump, because I do not support Trump, but I also don't support Biden, you know. After he caused so many black people to go to prison, we're going to let him slide. You know, people just choosing the different plantations they want to be on. You know, those are on the Clinton plantation, and they're still mad about the Trump plantation winning. You know, and the wickedness America has done throughout the centuries. They deserve Trump. I don't know why people think that Trump is such a bad thing. I see America like I see the mafia, the family of the mafia. You know, the family of the mafia.
Before you go even wider, I want you to get a little bit closer to the topic.
Uh-huh.
What is Trump? Does Trump have yet another trick up his sleeve? And what do you think
it is? I don't think he has any more tricks than anyone else. I don't see any tricks he has played. I mean, to say that is to be disingenuous and is to ignore all the lies and the hypocrisy of all the others. They're all liars. None of them is truly for the people. And Trump is no worse than none of them. Trump is no worse than none of them. Trump actually did more for black people than Obama did, and I'm not defending Trump, but at the same time, I'm not going to let the others escape by pointing Trump out. No, he's not no more wicked than any of them. And I think most people are lying to themselves. They're deceiving themselves about Trump.
That's not the question. The question is not comparing evils. The question is, was he evil at all? And you are not prepared to deal with that. You want
I don't
to
think he
have
was a, no, you have
which nobody was clean.
You can't just call somebody evil in a vacuum. It has to be compared to what? It's
compared
to
himself,
compared to, what?
Or compared to his office, what is expected from his office. But here's the issue that I find it puzzling that you just refuse to recognize. Do you agree that the stature of his office suffered under his occupancy of it?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Because, and I say this for a reason. I'm not just pulling this out of thin air. What I'm saying is, you see, we look at cliches and call cliches stature. You know, if you can speak the political language, then you're respected. I hear them say Trump has a third grade speaking ability. That's not true. The guy is actually articulate. I have heard him in certain circumstances, and he's just as articulate as every one of them, but he chooses to speak the common person jargon. A lot of what Obama and all these people speak, it's nothing but cliche and symbolism. And then we confuse that.
You keep widening the circle of discussion. I'm not interested in talking about Obama right now. I'm interested in you getting us an appreciation of where you stand on the question. Donald Trump have another trick up his sleeve? If so, what is it? You think?
I think he's carrying out the same old okey-dokey like all the others have carried out. No different, no less. It's the same old okey-dokey. Same thing. It's just presented in a different way. He's just crude on the edges, whereas the others are not crude on the edges. That's all. He's not sophisticated about... Hello?
Yes, I'm listening.
He doesn't polish up, his dirt. The others, they serve you dirt for dessert, but they polish it up. They put icing on the dirt. Now, Trump doesn't put no icing on it, so it's just plain for you to see. You know, just like, for example, they say he called African nations shithole countries, right? Yes, if that's true, if that is true, that's horrible. But that's not as bad as killing Gaddafi and destroying Libya. I'd rather you call me a shithole than kill me. And you see,
you're mixing apples and oranges, and it doesn't make sense. You're not bolstering your argument by taking that tact. The fact is that Trump was absolutely out of his mind for saying something like that, and he should have been immediately reprimanded. And beyond being reprimanded, that comment should not have ever been forgotten.
I'm not saying that I agree with the comment. There's a big difference. But I'm saying to you, him saying that is less grave than a president destroying a country. Why do people do that?
I'm interested in why do people introduce these techniques, a diversionary techniques, but yes, he did it, but it wasn't good. But why are you focusing on Trump as opposed to this? That's not an argument. It is
an argument. What I'm saying to you, if you kill someone, but another person calls that same someone a dirty name, I'd rather hear that dirty name than the murder of that someone.
That is you. Fine. That is not, however, the question on the table. That's all I'm saying. Deal with the question as it has been presented. Let's deal with that. Let's not get off on tangents because we'll never get an answer. We'll never get a resolution. But thank you so much, Lincoln, for calling
today. I really thought I gave you an answer.
Finish up.
Now, I said, I really thought I gave you an answer. But maybe you're not hearing it the way I want you to hear it.
I would probably agree with that assessment. I'm not hearing it the way you are presenting it because your focus was off. And you're hearing a question I never asked. I asked a straightforward question, and you went off on a scenic tour. So...
All right.
We've got to bring you back. We've got to bring you back.
All right.
Thanks for your call, though. I always appreciate your call.
Have a nice one.
Thank you, Lincoln. 888-874-4888. The question at hand. Do you think Donald Trump has something up his sleeve? He has talked about another run in 2024 for president? And if so, what do you think it might be? What might it involve? 888-874-4888. Brother David from Brooklyn, you're on the air.
Good afternoon. I've been thinking about your question, and what comes to my mind when I think of Donald Trump, number one, is Donald Trump is like a master musician, violinist playing with a Stradivarius violin. And, you know, he is a master at that. Now, many people have negative feelings about his intellect and so forth. But when I say master, I'm thinking about the brilliance of Trump in the position of coming out from nowhere and manipulating the people to bring himself to the highest political office in the country. I mean, you have to really look at the brilliance of someone who can come from nowhere, actually, and be able to do the master technique that was necessary to divide the people up as well as he did and get the people to put him into office. I mean, there's a certain brilliance to that. So what I'm thinking is that if he was able to pull that off the first time he was elected, I think that it's possible that he is going to go into creating even better ways of dividing and conquering and bringing himself back into political power. And the point is that he has a lot of friends in the ruling class. He is absolutely devoted to doing what is good for the ruling class, and he is able to manipulate the masses of people well enough to get them to back him up. As he did it the first time, there's no telling that he cannot create and do it again.
So do you envision that there's going to be another attempt by Trump to capture the presidency?
I feel that that's a possibility. There's no guarantee that he's going to want to do that, but I would not be a bit surprised that he will try that and come up with the type of techniques that appeals to masses of people and will make them actually get him in again like he did the first time he got in. So I don't feel that is impossible. There's no telling what can happen, because there's things about Trump that are very negative, but he has some brilliance in a negative way. And I see no reason why this could be not done again like he did the first time around.
Well, we have two major developments as of yesterday. Giuliani, his vest pocket buddy, has been sidelined from the practice of law in the state of New York as of yesterday. And his son-in-law and his daughter, who were his senior advisors, have made it plain that they are moving away from him. They're drifting away and going to do something else. Does that indicate to you that people are coming to the realization that they were conned? Trump pulled off a perfect con, and they're not going to stick around for an encore?
I think that what you're saying about a con is correct. And I think that quite often when a person who is that type of person has people that bail out, like his son-in-law and his daughter, and Giuliani has at this point been a casualty. That's not going to stop him. I believe that there may be others that join in with him at this point. Maybe that they see that as an opportunity. And so I don't think that will be an impediment for him being creative enough. And he is creative in that respect of how to manipulate people. And I think that can happen again. Just the leaving of Giuliani and his family, two family members, that's interesting, but I don't think that's enough to stop Trump. And, you know, he is brilliant in some respects, and that's how he got to be president.
So we watch closely. I think you have a point there. You have a very strong point there. Thank you so much, David, for your contribution today. Ed from Queens, you're on the air.
Hello. Hey, Truth.
Hello, Ed. How you doing?
Hello. I'm all right. Me and my son's still here. I gotta disagree with David. Trump was a one-trick pony. He took advantage of a country that was divided primarily from the Obama effect. There were a lot of disgruntled Caucasian Americans that didn't want Obama to have two terms, and they were looking for a backlash. And like the Nina Simone song, Mr. Backlash, that's what Trump was. Trump was the backlash. And a lot of, there are still 70 or 73 million Americans that were behind him, but the largest part of America didn't saw the ugliness of it, and he won't be able to come back again. He's not that intelligent. He's not that bright. He was a kid born on third base with a golden spoon in his mouth, and he hit a home run. He was never bright. He was never intelligent. From the days when he bankrupted the Golden Goose in Atlantic City to his fiasco with the USFL, to even the first time I ever heard of him was the fiasco at Walden Ring. He's not a good businessman. He's not a good publicity man. And I believe he's technically, mentally insane. So I don't think he'll make a comeback. Like, there's always been a fringe in this society of fanatics that stand behind idiots and lunatics, and they're always going to be there. But I don't believe the media carried him to a certain extent. Because he was good with his lead to lead, and he was good for headlines, and they turned their back on him. His internal mechanisms, his henchmen, his thugs, his goons are all getting knocked off one way or another, and his inner circle, his internal family is deserting him. So I think he's gonna go loudly, but he's gonna go into the night like all of us.
He's gonna go into the night a little louder than most, but he's going just the same.
Yeah. Sound and thunder.
How do you read then these two developments? Giuliani basically having his license to practice law yanked as of yesterday in the state of New York, and Jared Kushner and Trump's daughter, his wife, making it very clear that they are not as close to Trump and won't be as close to Trump as they have been so far.
Well, first of all, Jared Kushner and Ivanka, they're from a different, I believe their mindset is different from Trump. I believe they are creatures of opportunity. Jared Kushner is the Ashkenazi background, and Ivanka, she's trying to build her brand. So fish are cut bait. Her father's toxin, and she's trying to build a brand. She's trying to create her own career, her own legacy, I believe. And you know, she's probably taking under advisement. Let's get away from this guy, so we can open the door for ourselves, number one. Number two, Giuliani, like you said, he was an average lawyer. He was a cop with a law degree. And his claim to fame was 9/11 America's mayor. And he couldn't even make that work. So, you know what I mean? Him losing his license was just a matter of time. I mean, you know,
it just occurred to me, people are looking for sympathetic views on this program. You're not going to find them. He's a cop with a law degree, Lord. Oh, Lord. So is Giuliani now, is Trump getting ready to mount yet another offensive? If he is, how could he possibly do so expecting it to work?
Trump is an opportunist. Trump is not. He's not politically motivated. He's got no ideology. He's got no social. He's got no social fidelity. He's in it for money, and he'll make enough noise until he's lined his pockets the way he feels comfortable. He'll make enough noise to where it becomes difficult to incarcerate him or lock him up, and the only thing he is the master of his whole career, if you look at it, is the great distraction. He's like a magician. Do you won't believe your lying eyes with me. Pay no attention to my hands. Leisure domain. And that's all he's going to do. He's going to throw up smoke. He's going to throw up lights until eventually people get tired of him. He's going to go away. We've got massive issues coming up in this country. We've got the eviction moratorium was just extended. We still got to deal with what the consequences of this vaccine, which I believe in the next few years are going to become dire. And more death is going to come. We've got global warming. He shouldn't even be an afterthought. Throw him out with yesterday's trash.
Okay. So how do you really feel about it?
Let me tell you how I really feel.
Thank you, Ed. And that brings us to the end of our program today. I hope something got across to you that we will pick up again soon and follow through on your observations. But for today, I thank you for participating and sharing your thoughts with us. We'll see each other tomorrow. Bye-bye.